This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you listening. Thank you very much. However you're listening, if you're cruising down the highway headed for Frisco, Texas, we heard from some folks doing that last hour. We heard from some folks along I-94 saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I've lost track after 10 ambulances with their lights on. What's going on there? We may have some answers on that for you today. We had some folks talk about their property tax tab going up and not being happy about it and wanting that to be a priority in 2018 to deal with it. A new one just came in about Mercer County. What was the number here? Our land taxes in Mercer County went up 24% from last year. Says another. So we've got a few of those that have come in the last hour. We checked in with the White House, and this hour we're going to hear a conversation that Congressman Kevin Cramer and I had shortly after he left the White House Oval Office yesterday, meeting with President Trump, meeting with not only Congressman Cramer, but also Chris Cramer and their son Abel yesterday in the White House. And I want you to listen closely to the readout of that meeting and what you think the product of that meeting will be. The meeting is intended to convey the support of President Trump and the administration for the Cramers to enter the U.S. Senate race. That's what it's about. Yeah, obviously. We've talked about this for some time, but just in case you missed that little component, I thought I would share that with you as well. So we have that coming up here in a minute or two, and we'll welcome your input on it. Now, what do we have tied in the way of the latest on this convoy of sorts of emergency vehicles? Last week, we got a lot of different data points on this, but last we heard they were near Mandan, obviously well past Mandan, now eastbound on I-94 on the interstate with their lights on. But we had a couple of calls from people that have suggested this is a funeral for a longtime EMS technician. That might make some sense. Right, because if it was an emergency, and these are ambulances that have their lights on for for you know, an emergency of that many vehicles, we probably would have law enforcement know. We did reach out. Todd checked with our friend Tom Iverson, captain of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, the Support Services Division commander there, and they said they had nothing on the docket that their agency was involved in, so nothing there. Anything else, Todd, we can add to that? No? All right. Todd, maybe. He might be on the phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just leaving a message with Morton County, so hopefully we can hear back from them at some point. The texter indicated that they had stopped at the drug stop west of Mandan, so that would be outside of Mandan, but in Morton County, so that kind of jurisdiction. So hopefully I can find out something here, but we're on it.
And if it, you know, maybe it is a really unique and
your explanation a moment ago, though, is, I mean, it's a very valid point if that's what's going on. Sure.
And I guess we did get a couple of calls to that effect. So,
okay.
From people that just said that they thought that's what was going on. The ambulances were part of a funeral for a long time EMS tech. So that would be an explanation there. Yeah. So now you know what we know. All right. Gene in Valley City waiting to weigh in on property taxes here. Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
Hello.
I hear you talking about, they're talking about their property taxes going up, and I would like to talk about, waste in local government. Now, last summer they graveled the road by our place. It hadn't been graveled for a while, and this gravel was trucked in from about 60 miles away. And yesterday, the snowplow was out. Absolutely no reason for it to be out. They plowed that new gravel road. they plowed a whole bunch of gravel into the ditch because there's no snow on the road. Now, here we go again today. I meet a snow plow on the highway. And then I hear on the 3 mile road north of us, the snow plow, I hear the rattling, which means the blade is plowing gravel into the ditch again. And we've talked to these people, and it makes no difference. They absolutely do not care what kind of waste they do. There's a way to stop some of this. I think we can still pay our property taxes under protest, and then those funds are locked away in a fund, and they can't touch them for a certain amount of time or something. What are your comments?
Well, I mean, I just think whenever you see that, as a taxpayer, you have 100% full right to go and start asking questions, getting answers. And sometimes...
I have done that.
Yeah, sometimes...
I've been to the township.
What do they say?
They say this is the way we do it. The county will say this is what your township wants. And the township people will say, this is what your county does.
Yeah, do you believe that if we found 10 of your neighbors, they would agree it's a bad idea to do it the way they're doing it?
Yes, I can find neighbors that agree with what I'm saying here.
I'd just go to the next meeting and say, you know, we don't like the way it's being done. You know, I think sometimes when these groups... They hear a complaint here, a complaint there, and they get a little crass to it. But if they see some real numbers sitting in the seats that aren't normally there, then they start paying attention.
I would like to see a petition in our county that would recall all of our county commissioners. Good luck with that.
Well, why? Why do you mean when you say good luck with that? What? Because most people would agree they're doing an okay job.
County got it done, but I don't think there's enough people in Barnes County that care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that. Here's my thing. First of all, I think by and large, being a county commissioner is a thankless job, and you need to be, in my mind, glad that people are willing to do it, step up and do it. That doesn't mean they make every decision right, but on the other hand, if nobody brings these concerns to their attention. Doesn't do so in numbers and say, hey, we don't like the way it's being done. And then I can't blame them. But if you're complaining.
Have you heard about the Christmas card that the county sent out to everybody in the county?
No. What did it say? Merry Christmas?
A building and zoning mandate. You can't repair. You can't replace, you can't build or maintain any structure on your property without a permit, subject to a $500 or a $200 fine. And that doesn't go through a court. That fine gets leveled on your property taxes.
Very strange Christmas card.
Well, you haven't heard the last of that Christmas card, Scott.
I didn't get any like that. The ones I got say Merry Christmas on it, sometimes Happy Holidays. You know, get a little picture of the kids.
This was the Christmas card that the residents of Barnes County got.
Have a nice kiss there, isn't it? Not so nice Christmas kiss, yeah. No, but transparency, sunshine, talking about it right here, that's the kind of stuff that can make a difference on it. Keep us posted if you find that... enough neighbors are bringing this to the attention of elected leaders and are blowing them off, then let us know. We'll invite them on and we'll give them a little Christmas card of our own, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm trying.
All right, my man.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Good
to
talk to you.
You bet.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They always give us the fun vehicles to talk about. I just love that when they do. And they have some of the finest vehicles you can ever imagine. 2016 GMC Yukon Denali XL. How's that for a nice ride? Now, this one is loaded up with every option you can think of. Diamond white in color, cocoa leather seats, 400 horsepower, 6.2-liter engine, still gets 20 miles per gallon, 21-inch chrome wheels on it, dual DVDs, lots more. One owner, local trade, 67,000 miles. I'm not kidding you. Now, if you tell them that vehicle is on the lot yesterday at 48,995, but you say, I heard this from Scott, they're going to take $1,500 right off the top, 47,388. So just hop online, check it out for yourself, PucklichValleyCity.com, PucklichValleyCity.com. And this is what they have, big selection of mint condition. A lot of times they're one-owner vehicles, means you save a ton. Most of the time they know who owned it, they bought it new, they've been servicing the vehicle right there. So this one, a 2016 GMC Yukon XL Denali, today only. Tell us Scott sent you, 47,388. Isn't that nice? Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. That's what they say. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City. Online at Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Okay, when we come back, I want to play you what Congressman Kevin Cramer had to say. We also have a little bit of news from Rick Becker on a race for Congress. So stay tuned. All that is on the way, my friend.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wow. Name that Christmas song, Scott.
I can't. I
forgot about Manny's 8-track Christmas funk tape there. I totally forgot about that.
Let that soak in a little. My Pillow. One of our fine sponsors today on What's On Your Mind. And by the way, you can still get the buy one, get one, and they'll give one on your behalf deal at MyPillow and get a better night's sleep. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. It's just a fact. Most important thing to your sleep, my pillow. Todd and I could tell you that. And they have not only the pillows, but also the My Pillow mattresses, beds, body pillows, go anywhere pillows, got it all. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, we did get a call that the emergency vehicles that people were seeing on the interstate today were, in fact, a tribute for the former EMS, or longtime EMS member, and that is Tom Nehring from Bismarck, 70 years old. He died unexpectedly at home on December 30th. A memorial service is being held for him in a few minutes at the Bismarck Funeral Home. Visitation underway right now. And obviously you had a lot of folks from the Rural EMS Association come together and get those lights on and come in numbers today for that event. So kind of a neat deal. So that's the reason behind that. And our thoughts and prayers certainly with the family. And, you know, I tell you, it's just amazing that the amount of people who are volunteers in those rural EMSs, that without them, without the volunteers who leave their business places, leave their families, put themselves in harm's way, you can't have the care you have with the amount of responses necessary. So pretty extraordinary deal. So wanted to give you the scoop on that. All right. Moments after he walked out of the White House yesterday, Congressman Kevin Cramer joined us to talk about his conversation with President Trump. Do me a favor and listen closely to this and tell me if you believe that Congressman Cramer will, in fact, be a candidate for Senate in North Dakota. Fascinating conversation. Listen closely, okay? And we'll talk about it.
Well, it was sort of surreal, Scott, and, you know, as often as I've...
That ended abruptly. Let's try again.
Well, it was sort of surreal, Scott, and, you know, as often as I've been in the White House and even in the Oval Office, this was pretty special, to say the least. But I have to tell you that, I mean, there are lots of little inside things that were funny, but one of the funniest things was, and as we were walking in, they were just wrapping up the preparation for Sarah Huckabee Sanders' press briefing, and John Kelly came out to get us and brought us in. Of course, those that don't know, General Kelly, of course, is the chief of staff in the White House. And we walked in, and the vice president and Sarah and a couple of other high-level staff people were in the Oval Office just leaving. And as Sarah was leaving, Chris got her eye, and she kept... Chris said, Sarah, and she kept looking at her, and the president was waiting for Chris to shake her hand, and the president said, look at that, she's more interested in Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she said, and it was a very sweet moment, because he really was, he was an affectionate, you know, an affectionate sort of observation and acclamation of Sarah, and it was very, very cool.
Well,
then we got
you know,
down to business.
Then you got down to business. So when you got down to business, you know, what was the president's intent in this meeting? Was it to make sure that this was a family decision, asking you where you're at? Well, what kind of, you know, where was his head?
Yeah, so his head was squarely in, intending on making the case for why I need to be in this race and why he needs me in this race being, of course, the U.S. Senate race in North Dakota, why he wants me in the race, why it's good for the country. And that was his main point. It's good for the country. It's important for the country. And he did most of his talking to Chris. And it was appropriate that he did because as he understands, and he and I get to talk about it, you know, from time to time, as he understands, it's an important family decision. And he sort of wrapped up the meeting by asking Abel what he thought. So it was just very good discussion, Scott. It was like talking to a friend, but it's that friend happens to be not just president of the United States, but a bigger than life figure in Donald Trump. And it was just very special.
How important do you see this race specifically the Senate seat in North Dakota being to the president, the leader of the free world?
It's very high priority for him. Doesn't take political scientists to understand a couple of things. One of the things is that the electoral map or the Senate map works well for Republicans this cycle, but it is the midterm of a president in a Republican president cycle, so that's got the downside. And as he sizes it up, I mean, frankly, the other race that he referenced besides this one was Florida. He said, we're going to win. Rick Scott will run and win in Florida, and if you run, you win in North Dakota. We need to have you guys here. And it was pretty cut and dry from that sense. Now, he didn't diminish the sacrifice at all. In fact, he honored it with Chris and said, the family needs to be in on it, but the country needs you. And it's pretty compelling. It's pretty compelling, Scott. To have the President of the United States tell you that the country needs you is not an trifling statement, to say the least.
Did the meeting change anything related to your decision, Chris's decision, where you're at?
Yeah, it's a great question because that's sort of the point, right? I don't know that it did necessarily. I think it certainly moves the ball more toward the positive column. It's one thing to have the president call and say, look, I'm with you, I'm 100% with you, I'll do what you need me to do. It's another to have him invite you to the Oval Office. I mean, to get an invitation to the Oval Office for you and your family, to take up, 45 minutes of very precious time with the leader of the free world is in and of itself, something that shouldn't be treated lightly, and I don't treat it lightly. So that already has an impact. But to have that kind of a discussion with them, I think it's safe to say it has a more favorable and, like I said, compelling case is made, and it moves it more in that direction. But that said, Scott, I also know that you don't make decisions in the middle of experiences like that or shortly after them. You know, we still have to discern. We still have to pray about it. We still have to come to the decision together to do it if we're going to do it or just one of us if not do it. And, it's best to do that after you've slept on it a couple of days, probably.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Next steps after, obviously, a pretty significant conversation when the president says your country needs you, Kramer family, what do you do with that?
Yes, good point, because it certainly goes into the plus column, right? If you're doing a column, if you're doing, pros, cons, it goes in the pro column. So obviously then we continue to mull it over. I think there are certainly other things in preparing family and whatnot for a decision like this. But at the end of the day, it's just Chris and me in prayer and both feeling comfortable with it. And that could take some time. I don't know how much time, but I would also say, Scott, this, that, when we're done, as I was leaving, it's interesting, as we were all walking out of the Oval Office, just as the door was closing, I hear the president yelling, Kevin! And so they opened the door again and said, the president wants to see you again. So I walked in there alone, and right away, General Kelly, now this is really inside baseball, but General Kelly's like, oh no, Chris is going to think we're conspiring or something. So he goes out to tell her, don't worry, we're not up to anything.
We'll find out what the president wanted him to know before he left for that one last request to come back to the Oval Office when we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Good job.
I'm thinking Earth, Wind, and Fire on that one, but what Christmas song is this?
Earth, Wind, and Fire have nothing on you. Nothing on you with a mean trumpet, I'm telling you. That's beautiful stuff. Love it.
I'm just glad the Manny 8-track of Christmas funk is still around. That's great.
You got the theme now?
Right to you, sleigh ride. Okay, all right, all right. Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
Leroy would be stunned at what his song got turned into, but that's fine.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. We're back on What's On Your Mind. Okay, so more of the interview with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I hope you've been listening closely because I want your take on this as soon as we... I'll wrap up, and there's only a few seconds left. So the president calls them back into the Oval Office. Now, and Kevin's explaining that even the chief of staff, John Kelly, is fearing that Chris, his wife, and son Abel, who've left together with him, are thinking somehow they're pulling him back to, say something different than conspiring of something, that his wife wasn't supposed to hear or something, and that wasn't the case. So what did he want to tell him? Listen.
The president just heard that Senator Orrin Hatch is retiring, so he wanted to tell you right away. So, and of course, we talked about Senator Hatch and, of course, his important role in tax reform, and talked about, what an advocate he's been for the president, and what, really, this is a pretty big loss for the president in many respects.
The bottom line is... everything they talked about for 45 minutes about the importance for the sake of the country that Kevin is a candidate for a Senate in North Dakota went up a notch with Orrin Hatch's decision to not seek re-election because that's an incumbent. So listening to what we just heard, do you think Kevin Cramer will be a candidate for Senate? And do you think he should be a candidate for Senate? You want him to do that. The only other announced candidate for Senate is obviously Tom Campbell. And there's not many candidates announced for this race. We're less than a year away from it. We're in 2018. This race is in November when these people are on the ballot. Rick Becker, a Republican state representative, has said he'll be running for re-election to his District 7 House seat, not to either seek a Republican nomination for the Senate.
Will Chase Iron Eyes run again?
Well, he would be a Democratic candidate.
Right.
So likely no, because, of course, Heidi Heitkamp has that spot. I mean, he could challenge Heidi Heitkamp for the Democratic nomination, right? But likely would not be wanting a repeat against Congressman Cramer. So, I don't know. I listened to that, and Todd, now you and I have heard it twice. And I just hear a pretty incredible effort by the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, the leader of the free world.
That's about as much of the rolling out of the red carpet as you're going to get from a president.
I don't think Kevin Cramer is, you know, there's some snarky people out there these days, and I pray for him. I honestly do, because I just think you must have stone-cold hearts. You are so snarky and mean and petty, and oh, my gosh. And there's liberal versions of those, you know, that write columns, and there's Republican versions of those that are out there. They are who they are. We all have them. And, you know, some of the snarkiness, you know, is, oh, Kevin's just doing this because he wants the president to beg him. They obviously don't know Kevin Cramer. They should spend an hour a week listening to him on the radio, get to know him a little bit better, in my mind, because that's not what he's doing. He genuinely loves what he's doing as the lone representative for the entire state of North Dakota in the U.S. House of Representatives. He doesn't mind running for re-election. Most people who have a House seat, they yearn for a Senate seat because they only have to run for re-election every 6 years. In the House, you run every 2 years. Kevin doesn't care. He loves that. Relishes it. It's more time with the people. See, so that's not a downside. That's not a minus in that column. Got a great committee assignment. And he's been quite critical of the Senate over the years. I think that's genuine. He thinks it is kind of a snobby club that doesn't get a lot done. So now, on the other hand, the president's saying that's a very important body to us, and we need somebody like you over there. I don't know how you would say no to that.
Yeah, all the more reason to get him into that body to break up. It's more draining the swamp, right?
That's the president's argument. And my point is, after listening to this dialogue, how do you say no to that? I don't know that you do.
Well, but isn't it refreshing that he's actually giving it serious consideration? Doesn't mean he's leaning that way or away from it, but he's taking the matter seriously, and it's a family matter. And kudos to the president for bringing in the whole family and not just Kevin.
I agree on all that. And I think he's more than just considering it. I think this is very close to happening.
Absolutely.
In my mind, it will happen after hearing that conversation.
He's taking it very seriously, regardless of which way he ultimately goes. He's taking the matter extremely seriously, and that's good to see.
Absolutely. Chris and Dickinson, what did you hear?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I understand the predicament he's in, especially with the committee position opening up and being our only member of the House. But honestly, I think he could do for Congress what Carson Wentz has done for the NFL. We need 99 more people like him in the Senate with his morals, ethics, and values controlling 1/100th of our budget. I say do what you can with the most that you can, and I think he'd do very well serving this country in the Senate. I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you.
That's a very interesting way to say it. That Carson Wentz analogy might play well with Congressman Cramer, too, because he's Carson Wentz's biggest fan.
Carson Wentz, Carson Kara. Yeah, there I go again on that one. But
Nolan, let's play that bit of encouragement for Congressman Cramer tomorrow, too, shouldn't we? From Chris and Dickinson. That might be a good way to start tomorrow's conversation. Normally, Congressman Cramer is in this hour, and I mentioned earlier that that is happening tomorrow, first hour tomorrow, on the Talk Radio Town Hall. But, you know, I can tell, just having been around Kevin enough and interviewed him enough, that, you know, people that he doesn't know from, you know, a man on the moon, but that are North Dakotans who follow these things and who, you know, give some unvarnished advice, whether that be, hey, I like you where you're at, or I want you to do this, kind of like Chris just did, I value that as much as anything, as much as the President of the United States saying, we need you to do this, America needs you. So I think that kind of advice is great. I'm just curious what you heard and what you think it means, what's going to happen, what you want to happen. 258-0550 to weigh in on that. 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Haven't today, but I have in the past when this has come up, had a lot of people say, I really like Tom Campbell. I think Tom Campbell would be great in the Senate as well. Obviously, Tom came out very early in that race, has been very aggressive, and he is everywhere. And so some people say, well, okay, if Kevin Cramer is ultimately the Senate candidate and he decides to run, then what would Tom Campbell do? Tom Campbell has always said, I'm in this to be the Senate Republican candidate, and doesn't answer that question. But I think it'd be pretty logical that he would understand Congressman Cramer as the sitting House member being recruited by the president is, you know, it'd be likely he'd defer to him on that race, but then become a House candidate and have a lot of recognition and name ID, and a lot of those same ideas can go to the House. So there's a long string. If you go back and look at the U.S. House seat in North Dakota of farmers going to Congress from that spot, that have happened. So there's quite the tradition there as well. So I think that's where he'd go. 800-228-0550 for your take on this. You can also text Todd or I, 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd, and also emails welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to Dustin and Driscoll. What's on your mind, Dustin?
Yeah, just a couple quick comments. You guys are talking about the ambulance service. I guess I would agree that it's most likely a funeral service. And, you know, our prayers always go out to the emergency responders. I don't think that they were taken care of very well in the last session, but that's probably for another day. With Kevin Cramer deciding on what he's going to do, you do have a House candidate, Dwayne Hendrickson. He's kind of a low-key candidate. And then on the Dem side, I announced back in April 20th at my marijuana rally, about half the papers covered it, and we're doing a delegate run against Heidi Heitkamp. But with the property taxes, you know, it's really interesting when the legislators in the state took away the power from the local townships to have their own assessors. And what happened was the county came in and said, well, this is the way we're doing it now because the state mandated this type of training. And, you know, since then, property taxes have been going up. And Driscoll, by the way, didn't raise their property taxes. The last time they raised them was in 1980s, and then they had to raise them right after that was done. So I think that's a big part of it.
All right. Thanks for that, Dustin. Appreciate the call. And I think these focus and concern and outrage, whatever word you want to pick over the property taxes, is a good thing. You know, look, we hear about it from time to time, but I'm hearing about it a lot now, and I'm glad, because it's something we'll spend some time on, and specifically the number, the particular situation you're dealing with, let us know, and we'll talk to whoever we need to talk to. All right, who's on line two there for me? I don't have a name on that. I don't want to do that. And by the way, to Dustin's point, we need to confirm that those ambulances that were on the interstate were in fact a tribute and making their way to the memorial service at 10:30 today at Bismarck Funeral Home for Tom Nehring of Bismarck, 70 years old, who was a longtime EMS tech. Full-time as an EMT, way back to his time at UND, I guess. He was a student, but was working full-time as an EMT, kept that going, so pretty cool. All right, let's see here. Somebody from San Francisco wants to weigh in on the Cramer Senate race. David, what's your comment?
Oh, hey, Scott. Happy New Year. Hey, you know, a couple of things. First of all, I heard you mention that Cramer is the only congressman you've got for the entire state.
Yes. North Dakota, one of the handful of states that has just one state representative, U.S. House representative for the entire state. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but back in 1914, America got suckered. 1914, you remember, was the Congress that suckered us into getting the Federal Reserve. Well, they also suckered us by limiting Congress to 435 members. So that means that the workload on a congressman gets bigger and bigger and bigger every day. And so if in the original Constitution, we were supposed to have 30,000 people per congressman. And that...
I kind of like it, actually. I think it's okay. But thanks, David.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They're champions in my book.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Before the top of the hour, last chance to get your comments in on what's on your mind today. Any and all topics, welcome. We did play just a few minutes ago the conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer minutes after he walked out of the Oval Office yesterday with President Trump, his wife Chris, and son Abel all meeting with the president yesterday talking about a Senate run and how important the president saw that to America. Think he'll run? Love your take on that. Should he run? 800-228-0550 to answer that question. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, tell us a little bit about the Stem Cell Health Institute, please.
You know, a good chiropractor friend of mine had said, you know, rather than getting knee replacement, you might want to check into this stem cell therapy thing that's going on. Okay, well, then the Stem Cell Health Institute came to North Dakota. Has come. It is in North Dakota now. If you're suffering from knee pain, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, there are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars going on. Bismarck, Minot, Dickinson, you're just a short drive on a seminar in regenerative medicine, well worth hearing. I've gotten the stem cell injections in my knees already, feeling the pain far less. 1-888-973-1560. It's basically gone. 1-888-973-1560. Or go online to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Get the ball rolling on getting rid of that chronic pain.
Just about 9 minutes before the top of the hour, and as I mentioned, a few minutes here to chat about whatever you'd like to talk about in our final segment. Here's a texter saying, Scott, I don't think we need Kevin Cramer to run for Senate. Anyone, including Tom Campbell, will win against Heidi. Why does Cramer think he is needed there? Or is this just a career move in Cramer's self-interest? I would, again, give you my opinion that I don't believe Kevin Cramer prefers to run for this race. I think Kevin Cramer's first choice would be to stay in the U.S. House because of things we've mentioned before. I think he is weighing this because the president said it's important, that obviously it's a very important race. I think he also looks at 2017 and thinks, gosh, if there had been a Republican in that spot, we wouldn't be dealing with all the pain from Obamacare still. We wouldn't have an oil and gas industry, or very, very important to North Dakota, that was completely denied the ability for a rule rollback because of one vote, that of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, related to the flaring rule. So I think he sees enough things that could have been different if a Republican were there. It would be a big deal. And he sees the president and others saying this is important, you need to do this. He'd be the natural choice politically, obviously, someone that's the House member that's won on a statewide ballot to be there. But I don't think this is about him saying, I want to do this. I think quite the opposite. I think he is preferring first, if you pressured him to say, what would your ideal situation be yourself personally, be to stay in the House? But I think the caller's right. I think others could. Now, the polling, my understanding is, a lot of polling out there suggests a very strong favorite in Kevin Cramer beating Heidi Heitkamp. Nobody else would be a strong favorite. I think, could others beat her? Yeah, certain circumstances would have to be right and all that. But Tom Campbell's race polling to suggest that, too. So, hey, look at WTI crude, Todd. Are you looking at that right now? Price of WTI crude at this moment, $61.43, up again nicely today.
Ever profitable at 60, they say, right? So, I mean, we're looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, it depends on where the wells are, right? Nobody likes to say talk about where they're profitable, but certainly 60, an average of 60 is going to be a nice thing for additional investment, more rigs, more jobs, more things going on, just people getting a little more comfortable with where that's at. It's nice to have that in the 60s. Brent at 67.53 right now, and WTI crude at 61.43. So it was up nicely yesterday, and it's up nicely again so far today, so not bad there at all. What else have I got here? You just put something up top. What is this? This is
put a couple of things up.
You did, didn't you? Yeah. There's a picture of a bunch of clowns, and the texture says enough clowns in D.C. If they followed the 10th Amendment, the workload would be easy. Oh, I think that's going back to David's comment from earlier. Yeah, David right. In San Francisco, he was a little bummed out about he wants more members of Congress. Hey, I think we're doing just fine with 535.
Yeah, why would more people in the mix be a plus?
Texter says, Cramer running against Heidi is like bringing a gun to a knife fight. Why take a chance with a lesser candidate? Mm-hmm. A little nervous about those analogies, but I understand what you're saying there. Another texter says, whether people agree ideologically or not, respect needs to be given on how big of a decision this is for Congressman Kramer and his family. I visited with both of them, him and his wife. People need to know there's no game playing on Kevin's part, but rather serious consideration. I agree completely with that comment, and I think, you heard him say that in that interview that we did. I mean, this is how many people that openly say that they're praying about it and trying to really get comfortable with it, and it isn't something. It'll be a race that will be easily top three most in focus all around the country all year long. This is not going to be a North Dakota-only race. This is going to be a race watched nationwide, no doubt about it. Congressman Kramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall first hour for tomorrow, and we'll be at First International Bank up in Grand Forks tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Plus, Governor Doug Burgum tomorrow. We'll talk with him a little bit about your property tax concerns and talk about other 2018 priorities, too. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.